We enter into the passion of our Lord. The first candle, the darkness of betrayal. From the words of the psalmist in Psalm 34. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth.
The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles.
The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit.
The words of the upper room, Matthew 26. When evening came, Jesus was reclining at the table with the 12, and while they were eating, he said, I tell you the truth, one of you will betray me.
They were very sad and began to say to him one after the other, surely not I, Lord.
Jesus replied, the one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man will go just as it is written about him. But woe to that man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born.
Then Judas, the one who would betray him, said, surely not I, Rabbi.
Jesus answered, yes, it is you.
The second candle. The darkness of desertion. The words of the psalmist from Psalm 41. All my enemies whisper together against me. They imagine the worst for me, saying, a vile disease has beset him. He will never get up from the place where he lies. Even my close friend whom I trusted, he who shared my bread, has lifted up his heel against me.
The words on the way to the garden, Matthew 26. Then Jesus told them, this very night you will all fall away on account of me, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee.
Peter replied, even if all fall away on account of you, I never will.
I tell you the truth, this very night, before the rooster crows, you will disown me three times.
But Peter declared, even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you. And all the other disciples said the same.
The third candle, the darkness of loneliness. The words of the psalmist, Psalms 31. Be merciful to me, O Lord, for I am in distress. My eyes grow weak with sorrow, my soul and my body with grief.
My life is consumed by anguish, and my years by groaning. My strength fails because of my affliction, and my bones grow weak.
Because of all my enemies, I am the utter contempt of my neighbors. I am a dread to my friends. Those who seek me on the street flee from me.
I am forgotten by them as though I were dead. I have become like broken pottery.
For I hear the slander of many. There is terror on every side. They conspire against me and plot to take my life.
But I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God.
The words in the garden, Matthew 26. Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, sit here while I go over there and pray.
He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them,
my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me. Going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed.
My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will. Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping.
Could you men not keep watch for me for 1 hour? He asked Peter. Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. He went away a second time and prayed.
My Father, if it's not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done.
When he came back, he again found them sleeping, because their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away once more and prayed the third time, saying the same thing. Then he returned to the disciples and said to them,
Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour is near, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer.
Let us sing together the old rugged cross, hymn number 186.
Thank you.
The fourth candle, the darkness of accusation, the words of trial from Mark 14. They took Jesus to the high priest, and all the chief priests, elders, and teachers of the law came together.
Then some stood up and gave this false testimony against him. We heard him say, I will destroy this man-made temple and in 3 days build another not made by man. Yet even then their testimony did not agree.
Then the high priest stood up before them and asked Jesus, are you not going to answer? What is this testimony that these men are bringing against you?
But Jesus remained silent and gave no answer. Again the high priest asked him, are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One? I am, and you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven.
The high priest tore his clothes and asked, why do we need to hear any more witnesses? You have heard the blasphemy. What do you think? They all condemned him as worthy of death.
Very early in the morning, the chief priests with the elders, the teachers of the law, and the whole Sanhedrin reached a decision. They bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. And Pilate asked Jesus, are you the King of the Jews?
Yes, it is as you say. The chief priests accused him of many things. So again, Pilate asked him, aren't you going to answer? See how many things they are accusing you of? But Jesus still made no reply, and Pilate was amazed.
When he learned that Jesus was under Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who was also in Jerusalem at that time.
Then Herod and his soldiers ridiculed and mocked him. Dressing him in an elegant robe, they sent him back to Pilate.
The fifth candle, the darkness of denial. The words of the courtyard, Matthew 26. Now Peter was sitting out in the courtyard, and a servant girl came to him. You also were with Jesus of Galilee, but he denied it before them all. I don't know what you're talking about.
Then he went out to the gateway, where another girl saw him and said to the people there, this fellow was with Jesus of Nazareth. He denied it again with an oath, I don't know the man.
After a little while, those standing there went up to Peter and said, surely you are one of them, for your accent gives you away. Then he began to call down curses on himself and swore to them, I don't know the man.
Immediately, a rooster crowed. Then Peter remembered the word Jesus had spoken. Before the rooster crows, you will disown me 3 times. And he went outside and wept bitterly.
The words of remorse, Matthew 27. Early in the morning, all the chief priests and the elders of the people came to the decision to put Jesus to death. They bound him, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate, the governor. When Judas, who had betrayed him, saw that Jesus was condemned, he was seized with remorse and returned the 30 silver coins to the chief priests and the elders.
I have sinned, for I have betrayed innocent blood. The chief priests and the elders replied, what is that to us? That's your responsibility. So Judas threw the money into the temple and left. And then he went away and hanged himself. The sixth candle, the darkness of rejection. The words before Pilate, Luke 23. Pilate called together the chief priests, the rulers, and the people, and said to them, you brought me this man as one who was inciting the people to rebellion. I have examined him in your presence and have found no basis for your charges against him. Neither has Herod, for he sent him back to us. As you can see, he has done nothing to deserve death. Therefore, I will punish him and then release him.
With one voice, they cried out, away with this man! Release Barabbas to us! Barabbas had been thrown into prison for insurrection in the city and for murder. Wanting to release Jesus, Pilate appealed to them again, but they kept shouting, crucify him! Crucify him!
For the third time, Pilate spoke to them, why? What crime has this man committed? I have found in him no grounds for the death penalty. Therefore, I will have him punished and then release him.
But with loud shouts, they insistently demanded that he be crucified, and their shouts prevailed. So Pilate decided to grant their demand.
Let us sing together. When I survey the wondrous cross, it is number 185 in our hymnal.
The seventh candle, the darkness of crucifixion and burial. The words on the cross, Luke 23. When they came to the place called the Skull, there they crucified him, along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they divided up his clothes by casting lots.
Luke 23. One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. "Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God, since you are under the same sentence? We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing."
Then the second criminal said to Jesus, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus answered him, "I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise."
John 19. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Dear woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home.
Later, knowing that all was now completed, And so that the scriptures would be fulfilled, Jesus said, I am thirsty. A jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on the stalk of the hyssop plant, and lifted it to Jesus' lips. When he had received the drink, Jesus says, it is finished. With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Matthew 27. From the sixth hour until the ninth hour, darkness came over all the land. About the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? Luke 23. Jesus called out with a loud voice, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. When he had said this, he breathed his last. The centurion, seeing what had happened, praised God and said, surely this was a righteous man. When all the people who had gathered to witness this sight saw what took place, they beat their breasts and went away.
Let us sing hymn number 178. O sacred head, now wounded.
The words of the burial, Luke 23. Now there was a man named Joseph, a member of the council, a good and upright man, who had not consented to their decision and action. He came from the Judean town of Arimathea, and he was waiting for the kingdom of God.
going to Pilate, he asked for Jesus' body. Then he took it down, wrapped it in linen cloth, and placed it in a tomb cut in the rock, one in which no one had yet been laid. It was preparation day, and the Sabbath was about to begin.
The women who had come with Jesus from Galilee followed Joseph and saw the tomb and how his body was laid in it. Then they went home and prepared spices and perfumes, but they rested on the Sabbath in obedience to the commandment.
Let us bow before the Lord in prayer as we pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Song of the Suffering Servant, Isaiah 53. Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. And who can speak of his descendants? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people he was stricken. He was assigned a grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth.
Let us sing hymn number 181. Were You There? And we will sing only the first three verses.
We have heard once again the descriptive words surrounding the arrest, the trial, and the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ Jesus died on the cross so that we might begin to live as we were intended to live. We have been redeemed at great price. So let us go out into the world, living gratefully, living humbly, living compassionately, living fully. May the love of Christ sustain you unto everlasting life. Amen. Please feel free to remain here in silence for a while. Leave when you desire, departing in silence as you consider the full meaning of our Lord's death and await the good news of Easter morning. May the peace of the Lord be with you. Amen.